You graduated in 1960, and what is your first job out of law school?
I was hired while I was still in law school, actually, by Robert D. Sims. Bob Sims was the county attorney. He had followed Howard Edmondson as county attorney of Tulsa County. And back in those days, it was called county attorney. It was a two-year county office, and you ran like any other county official. I knew Bob Sims because as a clerk, I would see him in the courtroom and watch him try cases. So he knew me, and I knew him, and it seemed like we were always friendly. Well, I was out looking for a job in my senior year at law school, and I was dashed in my hopes and in my ambitions because I went to firms in Tulsa, and in those days, I knew any lawyer that tried cases in that courthouse. Generally, I knew their first name, called them by the first name, and they'd sing. Some of them were what we called the silk-stalking firms, you know. Not a street-walking lawyer, but a silk-stalking firms. I'd go knock on their door and be interviewed, and they'd say, well, buddy, you know, in this firm, we hire only people out of OU, or we hire only people out of Yale. Right away, I'm catching on. I'm thinking, well, all right. That was the way it was, and I understand that, but at the same time, that was sort of heartbreaking to me. So I was trying to figure out what I was going to do, and I get a call from Bob Sims, Mickey Immel. Now, Mickey Immel was a fine lawyer. He was an assistant county attorney with Bob Sims, and he was appointed to the city judicial position. So he was leaving, and Sims said, buddy, I want you to take his place. I said, I'm not out of law school. No, he said, now what you can do, there's a procedure by which you can apply when you have a job offered to you that needs filling. File a lawsuit in the Supreme Court of the state of Oklahoma asking for an early entry, temporary, pending your graduation and pending your successful completion of the requirements. And he said, I'll be glad to give any kind of an affidavit, whatever I have to give. Jim Poe had gone through this same procedure. He was out ahead of me, too, in law school, and he was already out working for a lawyer here in Tulsa. He gave me his copies of the paperwork to do it. I filed a petition, had a couple of lawyers back me with an endorsement on my petition, and I became a lawyer before I graduated and worked as an assistant county attorney before I graduated. John, I never will forget this. There was a secretary to the dean of the night law school. She didn't really like me. I won't give her name out. I don't know if she's still alive today or not, but I never will forget. I'd gone to her first and asked her if she had any of these papers I would need, a petition that I would file with the Supreme Court. She said, I do, but I'm not going to give you one. I said, why not? She said, oh, you'll probably flunk the bar and you'll embarrass us all. I said, well, okay. So I went to Jim and I used his. Well, anyway, there was a little article in the paper that came out that said, S.M. Fowles Jr. is given a temporary license to practice law. Wow, you know, made the paper, okay. So we're standing in line going to First Presbyterian Church, the law school senior class, to go to the baccalaureate or proceedings, whatever they were. And this lady who was the secretary is going down our line. We have our caps and gowns on. Now straighten up that tie your tie, like the mother hen taking care of the guys. She comes up to me. She said, well, I see where you got your license. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, I hope you don't flunk and embarrass all of us now. I thought, oh, Lord, you know, and I felt tremendous pressure from that. Luckily, I successfully did my test at the Bar Association.
Why did she single you out for this?
You know, I really didn't know her that well, and I don't know if she had some reason to dislike me. I wasn't ever aware, but, you know, yeah, who knows?